Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Ron, and here's what he has to say. Hello Sane Man, hope all is well. I wanted to get your take on using women models as frontmen to help promote your sex bot philosophy moving forward. Let me explain. I'm a huge fan of electronic music and loved the pioneering group Kraftwerk as a youth. What's your thought on possibly using a group of women dressed up as sexy models to promote the use of sex bot technology? Each member could be a desire of many men to possibly purchase for themselves in the bedroom a sex bot. I've attached a video from Kraftwerk titled, The Model. Please dissect and interject the masses, my brother. Thank you for all that you do. Godspeed to all your future endeavors, sir. Well, Ron, thanks for another donation as well as topic. I used to promote my idea as a sex bot, but it's not. It's a virtual sex system using technology to help give women long-distance dick. A sex bot would be more about interacting with a robot with artificial intelligence. One idea will scare women and the other one will make them smile with glee and get greedy. I've asked a lot of women about what they found offensive when it comes to technology that has the potential to free men sexually, which I'll discuss in a bit. Ron, you need to understand that using scantily clad women to market virtual sex or a more offensive sex bot wouldn't work out all that well. I'd have feminists all over my back like the hair that they have on their backs if I did that. If you don't believe me, then look at the way that they have canceled grid girls, dart girls, and cheerleaders because they're just too damn attractive, as well as trying to get attractive fashion models canceled too. So if I tried to use hot women to advertise a product like a sex bot that made women obsolete, I'd have to build an ark to float away from all the female tears and period blood Kool-Aid falling from the sky. No way, Jose. The way to do it is to reframe what I'm doing, so it doesn't become an obvious threat for women until it's too late, and men have already been liberated. The best way to promote my virtual sex system is as being unisex, and then have women spread it around as a sex toy that women can use to exploit men with. I'd get it out to all the talk shows and mainstream media outlets. If I can reframe it as something else that doesn't threaten women, then I can get that Trojan horse past that 8-mile-wide vagina, which shouldn't be all that difficult. Anyways, before I discuss more, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection. Tim Patton has written 5 MGTOW books. MGTOW is Forever is the latest and is a great introduction to MGTOW. If you've been injured on the job and need help, disabled and unable to work is for you. MGTOW Building Wealth and Power helps you empower your finances. Masculinity is Our Future is about how the world sees masculinity as toxic and what it means to be a man. Finally, MGTOW Why I Cheat, when a woman named Marcia read this book, she wanted to scream out loud, why is MGTOW a real thing? Thanks for pushing her buttons, Tim. All 5 books can be found at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to using women's weakness of greed against them, Clown World Show. I've gotten pretty good at reframing MGTOW and not pissing off women when I tell them about it in person. I told one of my female clients that I teach men to focus on their own finances and what they want in life first, instead of relationships, and to evaluate the women they date and see all the red flags. If the red flags are there, then to not date them. She thought that that was a great idea. Other women felt the same way and agreed with me. So why do they accept that as a life philosophy for men? It comes down to the fact that they still believe that women will adapt enough to cover the red flags and hide them and still catch the guy that they want. I might have been teaching men to be free, but I still gave women a way to manipulate the man out of his money. Before that, I told another woman that I would teach men not to date at all, and focus on their lifestyles instead, and only. She lost her mind and said, you must hate women. One approach is one of absolutes, and the other one still makes women think that they have a chance. I didn't tell the first woman to what extent I teach men about the red flags. Once you give men enough red flags about female nature, then they usually go their own way. Joker over at Better Bachelor takes that approach as well, and it's hard to censor someone that doesn't say things in absolutes. He always asks guys the question, maybe you shouldn't date, versus making it an absolute statement saying that you shouldn't date. Women's greed makes them think that they still have a chance if they up their game and work real hard to cover those red flags. I was tricked by women that didn't show any red flags until 3 years into the relationship. This idea of tricking and exploiting women through their own greed can be seen through things like OnlyFans. There's a fine line between tapping into women's greed or becoming a victim of their grief. For example, the mainstreaming of OnlyFans is the perfect example. women now strip online on OnlyFans, and it's socially acceptable for only $500. When in the olden days, 20 years ago, they were hesitant to strip in strip joints, which would make them $10,000 a month. Another good example is the bait and switch that was done on sex workers in Canada. The government promised to decriminalize sex work, and women fought for that. The feminists also used female sex workers to fight for decriminalization. Everyone thought that there would be a golden age where sex work would finally be legalized. But the very next thing the government did was to criminalize the Johns. That hurt the business of female sex workers, and all along they were fighting for decriminalization, and when they got it, they were screwed both figuratively and literally. They got played and lobbied for the destruction of their very own industry, and feminists in the government pretended to be on their side. Now that the strip clubs have been shut down, and not as many Johns want to risk getting arrested, all that remains is women making some money from the comfort of home, taking off their clothes. But now they're selling their dignity for next to nothing. Apple is also working on installing artificial intelligence in its new phones that will report back to Apple when there's a picture of a female or male under the age of 18 that takes a nude pic. The idea is to stop pedos, but in the end it's going to prevent youngsters taking their own dirty pictures to share with one another. How long before Android and other phone companies do the exact same thing? Also, now Apple's going to have all the naked pictures of people out there. It's also being sold as a way to protect children, but in the end, it's going to hurt young 18, 19, and 20-year-old women trying to take pictures of themselves for OnlyFans. Plus, just imagine all the perverts over at Apple headquarters that are going to be watching them. But overall, they're going to have to deal with cops validating their age to earn that $500 on OnlyFans to begin with. As I've said many times before, start storing porn on dual hard drives if you want to access it in the future. Now, as for the Kraftwerk song that you sent me, Ron, I'm not exactly sure how that relates to the video. I've heard the name of the group before, but I wasn't familiar with their music, and how they were working on synthesized music in the late 70s and early 80s. They helped invent the sound of the 1980s, and they were the pioneers of it. In the 80s, I remember the Eurythmics as well as Yellow. Kraftwerk took off big in the early 80s, and they developed the early synthesizers that revolutionized music from the four-man band that the Beatles had popularized into something completely different. I believe their new sound helped kill disco off, which is a great thing. I don't know what else I can say about them. As for using women's greed against them, the most important thing with any new technology is that women can make money from it or get attention from it. If you fulfill those criteria, then in many cases women will actually do the work required to build your platform for you. If you look at something like Facebook, which is populated by user-generated content, that's a great example. Women don't ban anything that's profitable to them. Smart men create a Trojan horse for a Trojan whore. That's why when I'm ready, I'm hoping to use female spokespeople to promote virtual sex. Why not go even further and use transgendered ones in the marketing to show that anyone can use it? How about filling the office full of 70% women and pretending like women have power there? But I make the financial decisions from afar. I know it's hypothetical at this point, but that would be a great way to virtue signal and make women feel good about their eventual replacement and subjugation. Unlike in Afghanistan where they feel bad about it. Some of you guys say you will only use a sex bond if it cuts the woman out of the equation and it's still interactive. I don't want to let you guys down, but there's no way that I can lead with such a product, even though in many ways it would be much easier to create. The fire, smoke, and brimstone and used tampons falling on my head would be epic if I ever tried to push that out first. Women's weakness is that when it comes to money, they're like the Ferengi with tits. They only see profit, but they don't see what that profit is going to cost them in the long run. It's this inability of the average woman to weigh the long-term loss versus the short-term profits. We are in a society where it's all about instant gratification, that most people in general don't think about delayed gratification when it comes to anything anymore. The reason I typically use scantily clad women on my videos on my channel was so that I could attract new viewers to it that wouldn't otherwise click on the content. With something like virtual sex, I don't need to use pictures to sell it. If it's as good as I think it's going to be, then I can see people telling each other how great it is and word of mouth selling the product. You don't really see OnlyFans advertising hot women. The hot women on OnlyFans advertise their OnlyFans pages on Twitter and their Instagram pages and promote the platform that way. All those virtual thoughts selling themselves online right now will just make virtual sex an added option for the men that are already following them. Because they can make money from the service, it will be in their benefit to promote it. Plus, there would be guys that would actually pay to have virtual sex with someone like Belle Delphine. and make a YouTube video about it. That's even more promotion. Why pay hot women and models to promote a product like that when I'll have hot women and models promote me for free? Donald Trump became the president on only a tiny fraction of the advertising and promotion money that his opponent spent, but he was throttled and banned from social media afterwards, so he could never win again. What do you think Facebook, Twitter, and Google are going to do about greedy thoughts when they promote virtual sex services? Are they going to ban them and make themselves look like the bad guys banning hot women from those platforms? The same hot women that attracted an audience to them in the first place. Even if there are people smart enough to figure out my long-term game, most will be handicapped to do anything about it. At this point, however, I'm more worried about mandatory vaccinations in Canada. I can no longer board a plane or a train, and I'm sure that other services will be taken away from me shortly, because I refuse to be part of the experiment. I'll gladly stay under house arrest for years if I have to, long enough to see what the impact is going to be on people that have been jabbed 5 years out, outside of some sort of medical emergency where the only way I can use the services of a hospital is to be jabbed. There's no way I'm going to get one at this point. The same resolve I've had to move to other alt-tech platforms and crypto after my channel was demonetized, I'm going to use to avoid the jib jab. They can make it mandatory, but as far as I can see, they can make it forced. We are in a battle of wits now, and who's going to win? The globalist government or the partially autistic and schizoid Sandman? I've been a second-class citizen my entire life and prefer social isolation, but I know that many of you can't. Good luck to all of you, and I hope that the coercion doesn't work on you if you don't want your DNA altered so that your body starts producing spike proteins that end up causing blood clots. Those are the facts if the censors are listening. But of course, just like women are greedy, a lot of people in the pharmaceutical business are greedy as well and want to sell you more shots so they can increase their profits. But what about the long-term health of people? No one knows for sure. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Ron for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that the government wants to smash me in the arm and possibly do me great harm. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the feminists that see through my plan to free men and subjugate them to a lifetime full of cats away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.